We are on Daf, Lamed Vov, Amed Aleph. Let us again start. It's around 10 lines from the bottom. Boi, Rav Shimon ben Lokish. Tzorit shal menochais, moinim boi, rishin b'sheini, oi ein moinim boi, rishin b'sheini. Rish Lokish had a shayla, if you have some granules of flour in a minche, that were not huksha al yedei shemen, they were dry, and so there's a din that chibas hakodesh is machshir, that even though there was no heksha mashke, there's no heksha mayim, but there's a concept of chibas hakodesh machshir. So Rish Lakish klada shayla, this din of chibas hakodesh machshir is an equivalent to Hershemayim, and you're boina by Rishin Vishaini. It's mamish like it was Muksha Bamayim. Oy ain moinim by Rishin Vishaini. The holding of Chibes HaKadosh means that it's possible, it's also Bachila, but it's not Mekabel Tume, the way a Dovel that is Huksha Bamayim. Ki mahani chibas hakadosh lapsule gufe lemine berishim v'sheini loy oidu maloishna. This was the suffix of Rish Lakish. Omar Rabbi Lozor. Rabbi Lozor said, Toshma, figure it out. The pasuk says, Mikol ho'ichel ashe yeyochel ashe yovi olav mayim. So, yitmo. So it says clearly, oichel haboba mayim huksha. Which oichel is mekabel tume, is yitmo, if it's yoviol of mayim? She'eine bo b'mayim lo yuchsha, but if it's not bo olav mayim, it's not muksha. So memele, that's Rabbi Lozor's raya. You see clearly that if it's lo bo olav mayim, it's not muksha. So the Gemara says, Otto Rav Shimon ben Lokish, what was Rabbi Lozor Megala from this Pasuk? Otto Rav Shimon ben Lokish, les le oichel abo b'mayim. He doesn't know that an oichel abo b'mayim is huksha. Rav Shimon ben Lokish, ochi kami boile. Chibes ha-koydish, ka oichel abo b'mayim domi, and it's main arishim v'sheini. Eloi. So what was Rabbi Lozor Peshet? Rabbi Lozor said, you klang a shayla, if there's a din of Rishim Vishaini by Chibes HaKodesh. So he says, I have a posik, oichel abob amayim istamei. So he says, everyone knows this posik. The shayla of Rish Lakish is, that's Chibes HaKodesh, I'm the same aloche. That's the shayla. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Lozor nami mi yituri kroikam. No, he understood the shayla very well. But from the Yitur Hakro, he wanted to be poishet the suffix of Rish Lakish. Michdeiksiv, b'chiyutan mayim alzera. It says one posik, but what speaks about hechshiv, b'chiyutan mayim alzera. So we know that zera has to become mukshir, aydenis in his mind. Then it says another posik, mikol ha'oichel asheye ochel, asheyove olav mayim. No? Why does it have to say the second pasuk? I know that mayim is machshir. The second pasuk is miyuta. Lomoli, mikol oichel asheyoch oshovel of mayim lomoli. Lavli mutei chibas hakodesh. Oh, that's pshat. The second pasuk is coming lidiyuki. That mikol oichel asheyoch of mayim is yitmo. But chibas hakodesh is not tame, it's pasuk. It's a buchach. He brought him a ray from the posik. Lavli muti chibes hakodesh. So Rish Lakish said, Loi, no, you have a good kasha. You have a good kasha. Why do I need two psukim to tell me that is a din hechshemayim? Chad betumes meis v'chad betumes sheretz. No, the two psukim are coming to tell us that sai by tumes meis, the machal has to be muksha yidei mayim. Inside by Tumei Sheretz, the machal has to be mukshar ha'yidei nesines mayim. And without the nesines mayim, it doesn't work. And why do you need to psuke? Butzriche. Di ashmi'inon tumes meis. If we'd only say, tumes meis needs hechshar mayim, so I would say, hosamu the boy hechshar mishim delemetami v'chadoshim. Tumes meis is not as chomor as tumes sheretz. Tumas meis, you need a kizayis of a meis to be metamed. Tumas sheretz is metamed the size of an adosha, the size of a lentil. So, avul sheretz the metamed b'chadosha, im a lily boy hechsher. I would think if the tumah is more potent, so then you don't even need hechsher and the oichel to be mekabel tumah. The oichel is mekabel tumah full without hechsher. That's why I need a posik to tell me that by tumas sheretz, you also need hechsher. V'i yashminin sheretz mishim dolei metame tume shive. If it only say sheretz, I would say tume sheretz is a tume kala. It's not metame tume shive, it's only metame tume serev. It's metame one day, and then you can go to the mikveh and you're toil. Avo meis, the metame tume shive, it's a more chomodik yetume. Eim aloi li boi hechshus, I would think you don't need hechshem. Because it's a mochama de ketumah, so then it's mekabel to mutar hechsher tzriche. So this is now the machloikis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Lozor. He says Rabbi Lozor wanted to be poishet to shaila. Rabbi Lozor wanted to be poishet to shaila of Reish Lakish. The chibas hakodesh is only a din psul, not a din tumah. Because the Zayitra Loshna, it says two places that Mayim is Machsher. So the second place is coming Lidiyuke, Mayim Vloichibus HaKadosh. And Reish Lakish said, no, it's not Meyuta, it's coming Legufe, coming to tell us that Tzai Tumas Meis and Tzai Tumas Sheretz need Hechsher. But so it's coming Legufe. Let us just see again Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav and Daf Aleph Tales Rashi. Reish Lakish bekotchi mi boile. He have a chibas hakodesh kehechshe mayim bechulan eloi. He knew that mayim is mashe. Mahade gemor lishnuyi v'rabeloza nami de poshit leine eloi. Abeloza that wanted to be poshit from this posik mi yiturit de kro poshto nelei. Because it's an extra posik ashi obiol of mayim to come in lidiyuki. That davke hechshemayim is metame and not chibes hakodesh. Lav lemiyute chibes hakodesh lehavik hechshemayim amish. V'chiyute mayim alzer v'nofar menivlosam olof mishtoi b'shrotzim. Really, the psukim are speaking about shrotzim. Uvashminon deloy mitma oichel elo behechsher mikol oichel. That's coming to teach us that a fill of betumis meis you also need hechsher. V'avol gav de beparsha shrotzim. See, how does a meis come in over here? It's shigma parsha shrotzim. Mein inyi lehem, tuna inyi le tumis meis. Fakir, the yit is coming to be marbe. That tumis meis also needs hechsher, even though it's a more chomodik tumis. Let us see Teisvis. Chad b'meis v'chad b'sheretz. Utzrichi. V'hu adin, davi motzi l'meima, chad b'nevele v'chad b'sheretz utzrichi. The Gemara could have said that one posik is speaking about nevele. The nevele chamire m'sheretz l'nyemasa. Nevele is a choymer and tumetz metama b'masa. V'sheretz chome min nevele, shire b'chadashe, the gmor chapton tumas meis. Aber al koponim, that, so, the gmor is saying, l'mais, I need two psukim, to tell me that even a more chomodike tuma also needs hechsha. Avok tzas koshe, b'meis, the metame tuma zayin minolon, the boy hechsha, given the ike lo ukmi idach kroa benevela. Like Taisus Akashe, I have here two psukim. It says you need hechsher. So Taisus said, L'choyre al-pi-cheshven, it should have said as follows. The one posik is speaking about that tumme sheret needs hechsher, and the second posik has to tell me, if I'm more chomer, the ketumme needs hechsher. The gemara chapped on meis, they said he could have chapped on the veil, he didn't jump to meis, fine. But Toys says, if he could have chapped up on the veil, so me mele, now he have a problem. How do you talk and know tumme meis needs hechsher? Maybe it's a muted posik. Maybe the muted posik is speaking about nevela, and tumis nevela also needs hersha, but tumis meis could be you don't need hersha. That's the discussion. But oimel ori the kimin the tavayu b'sheres ksiv ikimeluk mi b'meine inyan l'chola tumis. So then, the second posuk is speaking about sheretz. I'm saying I don't need it for sheretz because I know sheretz. So then I say it's coming for all chama diketumis, meis, nevela, everything. So I think pshat and taisis is like this: if you would have two psukim, one posuk would say tumis sheretz needs hechsher. A second posik says, Tumas Nevela needs hechsher. So I now learned the Tupsuk Melech. No, I see Tumas Sheret needs hechsher. The Torah was Mefaret. Tumas Sheret needs hechsher. Tumas Nevela needs hechsher. Now, if the Torah said these two need hechsher, so Tumas Meis doesn't need hechsher, because Tumas Meis is more chomer than these two. If the Torah specified two different types of Tumas, Sheret in the Mohammed Ketumah Nevela. So then I'll say, oh, so these Tumas don't need Hersher, but a Mohammed Ketumah won't need Hersher. Because the Torah only specified Nevela. But, since the Torah did not specify anything, the Torah just said Sheret needs Hersher, and Mohammed, and then the Torah said, it may not mean it's talking about something else. So since the Torah didn't specify anything, so then I have to learn shots of the Torah telling the sheriffs in more chamadikatumas, and it's irrelevant. Since the Torah made a blank malamed, the Torah didn't specify, I have no right to say it's speaking about tafke this chamadikatumas. Because a blank malamed means all chamadikatumas also need hershes. In Taima, the case is another kasha. Agamore says you need two psukim, one for sheretz and one for meis. Nelef meis v'sheretz madodi b'gzeirishov the beged v'oir ki diofine bepeik b'meisha linin kilki v'chavak. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that learns out gzeirishov the beged v'oir. It says by two sheretz beged v'oir. And by Tumas Meis Beged V'oir, and we learn out Kilki V'Chavak are different types of that what you put on the horse, the different types of straps you put on the horse. We learn out that they are Mekabel Tumas. So we learn out, it says by one, and we learn out one from the other. There's a gzeira shava between Tumas Meis and Tumas Sheretz. So Memele Fakteisviz, our Gemara says that you need to psukim by Hechsher to tell me Tumas Meis also needs Hechsher. I have already a open gzeira shava that is medame to Tumas Meis and Sheretz Pladodi. So why do I need this extra posse? Yeshloima the loyafinin mi beged va'oyer elole inyan beged the choshu beged bazeh kemoizef. The whole gzereshove is in what the words of the gzereshove are speaking about. The words of the gzereshove are speaking about which begodim are mekabel tume. So I say the begodim that are mekabel tume by one is mekabel tume by the other. That's the gzereshove. I don't use the Gzeira Shava for other Nyonim to say, just like a Sheretz needs Hershe, a Meis needs Hershe, the Gzeira Shava is not going at that in Yin and Gansen. Period. Ubepeire kama de psochim, Meisi, so now we have here two psukim that you need Hershe by him, and the Gemara says, okay, so that's a difference of opinion between Rabbi Lozor and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Lozor says the second posik, is coming with the UK, And Reish Lakish says, no, it's coming to tell us Hilchas Hechsher that, that, Tumas Meis also needs Hechsher. Fine. Praktoisves, Perikame de Psochim Meisi Oitkro Shlishi. There's a third posik that speaks about Hechsher. Bechol Mashke Ashe Yishose Bechol Kli Yitmo. Uma Yitmo Hechsher. That a Mashke Komashke she shows a bachol kli yitmo, there's not a yitame, yitame means it will be machsha. So the Gemara says, why do you need another posik that a mashke is machsha? Shem yishamayim. Umaporish chad betlushim bachad bemechuborim. But tzrichi, what makes a tzrichi? So what's chatting the Gemara? The Gemara says over there that there's two types of mashke that are machsha. There's mashke mechuborim, which means if I had an oichel, I put it into a river, that's choshe b'mashke. Because when it's in the river, it's not mukshe, but it's choshe b'mashke. I take it out of the river, that mayim is mashke. It's choshe b'mayim. The second posik, v'chol mashke she yishose b'chol kli, is telling me a bigger chiddush, that even though it's mayim tulushim, it was already, it was in a keli, it's also b'koyech lahachshe. Fine. So, the Gemara in Psochim, it'll be very negeh later in the sugya this Yediyah. So the Gemara in Psochim says, I have two psukim to tell us that, mashkin mechuborim a machshe, which is more mistava, tzachoshe v'mashke, and mashkin plushim are also machshe. I have two psukim. Now I have two psukim that tumis sheretz needs hechshe, and tumis meis needs hechshe. So now I should have two psukim by each one to tell me two mesheret sai mayim plushim and mayim mechuborim amachshe and two mesmeis sai mayim plushim mayim mechuborim amachshe. That means I only have one posik that's malbe mayim plushim, so that's going by sheret. How do you know by two mesmeis mayim plushim is machshe? So Tosfos says the kivin the goli kro. Bechad dein chilik bei plushim lemechuborim who adin beitach. No, you don't need that. Now, I know enough already. One posik tells me that there's no difference mayim plushim and mayim mechuborim, and now I know that tzai tumas meis and tzai tumas sheret need hechsher. So I know everything already. Fine. Bekitzel, we are up to now the shaila of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had a shaila. Chibas HaKodesh is machshir. What does that mean? Does it mean it becomes tomei, or does it become posel? He doesn't know pshat in Chibas HaKodesh. That was the suffix of Reish Lakish. Mosev Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, I don't understand the suffix of Rav Yosef. I can be poshet the suffix. Mosev Rav Yosef. We had in our Mishnah, Rab Shimon Oymer Hukshiru Bishchita. It was Hukshir Bishchita. We had, the Mishnah said, that was the beginning of our sugya, as we got into all the Tumen Tare. The Mishnah said that a person shechted a behemoth, Chayim Oif, and no dam came out, so the Tanakhama said, it's not Mekabel Tumen, there's no dam. Rab Shimon said, there's a new concept, Hukshiru b'shchite. Shchite is machshe. This is a psaza. Shchite is machshe. Right? Now, okay, let's just go a little further. Hukshiru, so Rabbi Yosef said, tafilu l'mimnubu rishin v'sheini. It's hukshir that he could be moine rishin v'sheini. We'll see in Rashi how we know this. But let us now appreciate the raya from Rabbi Yosef. Reish Lakish had a suffix. There's a hechsher of mashkois, chiyuta mayim al zera. That's one hechsher. And then there's a hechsher, a dry hechsher, chibas hakodesh machsher. No, you don't, there's no liquid involved. It's a chibas hakodesh machsher. And Reish Lakish cloud a suffix, maybe this din of mimne rishim sheni, that's afke by chiyutan maya. Then it's a perhaps a better hechsher. There's a couple tumas arishim v'sheni. Could be chibas hakodesh, which is a dry hechsher, so to say. Could be there, it's only possible. Or maybe a dry hechsher is also machsher rishim v'sheni. That was the sofet of Rish Lakish. Fine. A nice sofet. So Rav Yosef said, let's look at Rav Shimon. Yishechter Abaheime, no blood came out. So Rav Shimon said, Shrita Machsheres, the Shrita is Machsher. This is, okay, so a new concept of Hechsher, but it's a dry Hechsher. It's not from the Yuta Mayim, it's a dry Hechsher. And we'll see in Rashi how we knew this. And the Mishnah holds that it's Machsher, that it's a Rishon V'Sheini. So you see, a dry Hechsher also makes Rishon V'Sheini. So we can be poishit, your shaila, from Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is a dry Hechsher. It's not Chiyuta Mayim, and it's also Rishon V'Sheini. Hukshiru, ba'afil rotsi gen de gemore, mosiv Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon oima hukshiru b'shrita, hukshiru ba'afil minu bo Rishon V'Sheini. It seems from the Mishnah that you could, it's Tomei, it's Rishon V'Sheini. Amai v'holav oichol abo b'mayim hu. So you see that is the hechsher of shrita, even though it's not lav oichol abo b'mayim, can make a Rishon V'Sheini. Amar lo yabaye osu kehechsher mayim midrabonam. Midrabonon, they gave it a din of Hechsher Mayim. Now before we see Rashi, there's a beautiful Chiddush Aran that says Pshat in the Shakla V'Talya of the Gemara. So the Chiddush Aran says as follows. Chiddush Aran says, the Gemara always knew that this Rav Shimon that says Shchita is Machsher. This is not a Rabbonin de Kemaisa. This is not a Torah de Kemaisa. It's a Rabbonin de Kehershe. Fine. The Gemara knew this. So, this Kan Shayla Ben, so it's a Rabbonin de Kehershe. So, what's Rabbi Yosef's Rai? Rabbi Yosef, Rish Lakish Kler de Shayla. There's a Hersher of Yutan Mayim. There's a Hersher of Chibes HaKodesh. Rabbi Yosef Kler de Shayla, the Hersher of Chibes HaKodesh, is it Paisel or the Mimni by Rishon V'Sheini. He clears out the Reis of the Keshayla. She bring me a Rai, Rav Shimon said that the Hechsher, the Rabbono of Shchita, makes a Rishon V'Sheini. And I'm clearing out the Reis of the Keshayla, bring me a Rai from Rav Shimon. And it's talking about the Hechsher, the Rabbono. What's your Kasha? And that's what Abaye answers. Yeah, but it's talking, the Rabbono said it's a din like Hechsher Mai. Look, the Ran, I'm more like a Pshat. The Gemara held like this. If mina toire, there's two types of hechsher. That was one side in Reish Lakish. There's a wet hechsher and a dry hechsher. That's mina toire, according to this side in Reish Lakish. A wet hechsher brings about tumah. A dry hechsher, chibas hakoidish, mina toire, brings about psul. It doesn't bring about tumah. Fine. Mina toire, there's these two things. Now the Rabbonin said, Shchita is Machsher. And the Rabbonin is a Hechsher. But what kind of a Hechsher is this? This is a dry Hechsher. This is a dry, there's no doubt, this is a dry Hechsher. So if the Rabbonin were Mechadish, the Rabbonin is a new Machsher of Shchita. So the Rabbonin should have said, good, the Rabbonin said, there's a new Machsher, but they should have compared it to Chibes HaKodesh, which is also a dry Hechsher. Why did they say in the Mishnah that Shchita is Machsher Rishon V'Sheini? Why did they say that? If we will assume that Reish Lakish is, that this side of Reish Lakish is right, that the Chibas HaKodesh is only Poisel and not Machsher, so comes that mean our Torah, there's two types of Machshirim. A wet hechsher is metame, a dry hechsher is poisel. So the Rabbonin, they were machadish, a new machsher of shchita, which is a dry hechsher, they should have said, good, be the Rabbonin, this is machsher, it should be like Chibas HaKodesh. That's what they should have said. And if they said, your minor rishon v'sheini, so you see, because all hechsherim is minor rishon v'sheini. So there's no chilek. So that's why Rav Shimon said that shrit is masha with a rishon v'sheni. That's how Rav Yosef wanted to be poshut to shayla. Meiridik. That means if there would be two types of machshirin, then the rabbonim would not have been medamit to wet hechsher. They should be medamit to chibas hakodesh. So Rabbi answered, no, you're right. There's two types of machshirin mina teire. But when the rabbonim gave said that shrit is machshe, they said kechamur shel teire. There's no such machshir as shrite. That means it's not a psalimud, a mamatzim. This with the rabbonim they said shrit is machshe. So they created a new machshe for whatever reason they had to create this machshe, and they said this is machshe like the chamur shel teire. So they said, so just like mayim is metameh, so they said shrit is also metameh. That's the shakla v'talya between Rav Yosef and Abaye. That's how the Ran says pshat. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Bafilu lemimne bei rishain v'sheini, damas nisen b'chule ekimne b'shmaite kemaise, b'chulen leke mishum ifsule gufe le'itzuri b'achile." I'd just like to say for 2 minutes, we had 2 akimtas shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a person is shechting, a behemah chaya boy, and there was no dam. So the more is, yom, it's not mukshah, Rav Shimon says, it is mukshah. And we're talking about Yadayim Asayavayis, if the Yadayim Amatame, and the Gemara started off Sugya with Akasha. We're talking about Chulin, speaking about Achaya, we're speaking about Chulin. Chulin, how could the Yadayim be Matame the Bosa? That was the beginning of the Sugya. We have to understand the Ivra of the Mishnah. How could Yadayim be Matame the Bosa? Yadayim Asheni, and Chulin only goes to Lasheni. How could Yadayim Matame the Bosa? So on this kasha, basically, we had 2 terutz. One terutz was, we're speaking about Yadayim Tchilois. There's a certain case that Yadayim can be a Rishen Letome, and that's what we're speaking about, and those Yadayim can be Metama the Bosa. That was one mahalach. Another mahalach was that it's speaking about Chulin Shenas Al-Taris HaKodesh, Shosheni could also be Metama. 2 mahalach. Let us go with these 2 mahalach. Now, according to the first mahalach, this Rashi is Meiridik. According to the first mahalach, we're speaking about Chulin Mamish, and then how are his Yadayim Metame the Chulin? It's he has a Rishon Letum. Now, we're talking about Chulin Mamish. Now, so it says, with his hands will be Metame the Bosa. My nafkemine, Chulin is mutter to eat. So al kochoch, you can't say it passels. Chulin does not such concept of psul. By kochim, we can talk about psul, but or bechibes hakodesh, Rabbi Shlokish spoke about psul. Maybe just the tumah passels it. You're allowed to eat it. But our mission is speaking about chulin, and Rav Shimon says shchit is machshe. So according to the first loshen, So akocha, speaking about, if it says yadayim seaves can be metamed, akocha means rishim sheni. It doesn't mean psul, because by chulin there's no such concept of psul. And we'll, so if we want, we could live easy and say that that's pshat Rashi. Tomas nisin bechulin okimne bishmaiten kamaise. Then the Mishnah is speaking about chulin. U bechulin lekem imshum ipsul egufi li itzurei ba'achila. There's no such concept to asa chulin to babachila if it became tummy. There's no such thing. So al kochach it's lamim nerishim v'sheini. It gets it in rishim v'sheini. That's an easy way out. If we will say that it's speaking about chulin anas al taris hakodesh, so it could be means psul. What's the problem? So it could be we had mentioned when we started learning the sugya, the Reish Yosef says that that if you hold chulin shenasa al taris hakodesh, there are two chedushim. Number one, that a shlishi can make a revi, a sheni can make a shlishi. That's number one. Number two, if it's al taris hakodesh, you're not allowed to be metamid. But he says, but if it became tummy, you're allowed to eat it. So if the word psul means it's osa bachila, so it can be bachul na nas al taris hakodesh either, because Reish Yosef says that you're allowed to eat chulin anas ataris b'kodesh anitma. So kochach, so psul means it's also to eat. The Mishnah is zicher not speaking about it's also to eat. Yeah. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara asked, so Reish Yosef said, v'lavoich l'boba mayimu, v'afilohochi imoninim, Uadin lechibas hakodesh bekotchim. That was Rabbi Yosef's kasha and Reish Lakish. So Abai answered me the Rabbanon. Loisa fina lo truma bekotchim. No, but you're right. It's at the Rabbanon de ketume. And since only at the Rabbanon, you won't be saying of kotchim or truma. It's at the Rabbanon de ketume. And when they said that it's muksha taka to be mekabo tumim. It's only a tumim de Rabbanon. So you have no raya from our Mishnah to the Suffolk of Reish Lakish. Oma Rabbi Zeire Toshma. So Rabbi Zeire wanted to be poisha to Shaila. Here it's the same oifen, but from another angle. Haboitzer legas means that a person harvested grapes, he put it in a barrel, and the purpose of this harvest is that he wants later to make wine out of these grapes. Now, when the grapes are in this barrel, there's some liquid that can drip out of these grapes. The person who's interested in making wine is not interested with this liquid at all. This liquid is drips out of the grapes, it doesn't have any cheshivas by him, because so memela, this liquid does not have a shame mashke. It doesn't have a shame yayin. It's a zeya ba'alma. So therefore, if a person harvested the grapes, he put it in a barrel, he comes later, he takes out the grapes and he sees they're wet. They got wet from this liquid that comes out of the grapes. So, minatayra de zichanat muksha. That's not wine. That this damashki doesn't want, doesn't have a chshivus of yayin. So, memela, it's not in the lishtiya. It's not muksha. That's minatayra. Midarabonon, we have a machlekes shamay in hilo. Habayta legat. Shamai oima huksha, hilul oima loy huksha, vishosik lay hilul shamai. It seems hilul was maskim to shamai. Amai. So lechere, so abzeres kasha was, this again is a drabona de ketume, but it's the same type of a kasha. It's a drabona de ketume, but you saw that it's a dry heksha, because this liquid is not maya. So it's a heksha of not yutanol of mayim, because it's not a mashke. So it's the rabbona made a dry heksha and they gave it a din of. We'll see. They gave it a din of rishin v'sheini. It's talking about chulin also, mistame. It's talking about chulin. In all cases, amay v'lav oichel aboba mayimu, amalei abaya asu keheksha mayim midarabon. It's mid rabbonah. They gave it in like hechshemai. Let us see what Rashi says. Shamay oima husha. Av al gav leinichle b'mashka yitzimehem. He doesn't want anything to go out. Doer liibu dosli. Pakel. There's cracks in the barrel, and whatever comes out is mamish halos, because it's gonna seep out of the barrel. Tazrinu lo b'yitziyisha b'shami yivtzerenu b'kupois mizufofois. Maybe we said that this mashke has a chshivis of mashke. Maybe he'll put it into barrels that are leak-proof, and then takat has a chshivis of yai. So memela, they said, all barrels are mashke. Doesn't have a shame yayin. Right. That's the kasha. Let us just see two tais before we go further. That's on the previous Gemara. You didn't have to tell us if it would say mace, the kroi b'sheretz ksiv. So it means it would only say one posuk as zichas, that's time by sheretz. You don't have to say if it would say by mace. So Taisa says, the Rabbonon also holds, will become mukhshu with dam. Domri dam marsha, the hersher dam choshev, kersher mayim v'yayim. The Rabbonon, they say it's mukhshu, there's no problem whatsoever with the Rabbonon. The dam is a choshev mashkin. Shakil mashkin, the whole kasha was from Rab Shimon, that says that there's a marsher of shchite. And it's also metamic. So if you'll say that dam is no problem whatsoever, because dam is a hechsher of mashke. Im kei my porich my boitzer legas. The second kasha of Zera, hosem nami, have a time, ki ilu hechsher b'yayin. I mean, there, if the Rabbonon said that a boitzer yayin is mashke, so they said this mashke, even though Meikar Adin, it doesn't have a teres mashke, but they said it is a teres mashke, so it's a mashke. So what's the problem over here? Hosam nami avatami kilo huksha b'yayin, ken mufosh b'ekama de Shabbos, shema yivtzerenu b'kupois mizufofis. V'yesh loima, so Taisvus answers, tohochi porich. Even the midrashalei ashkachna hechsher b'loy mashke. If you'll say minatayre without a mashke, there's no hechsher, only psul. Is b'boitzer legas the ozer leibud b'loy choshev mashke. So minatayre, it's also considered you don't have mashke. Lahavlu rabbonu lemigzu shema yivtzerenu, because to make a hechsher, because minatayre, there's no mashke whatsoever. This wetness is doesn't have a teiras mashke to be mashke. So memele, so if the rabbonim wanted to be machme, they shouldn't have said, or lehavu rabbonim lemigzu shemi yivtzerenu, because if only a wet mashke is machsher and not chibas hakodesh, they shouldn't have made this gzeire, because this gzeire you don't have a mashke over here. Avol mashkachne midaraisa hechsher b'loy mashke b'shem mokim neches, so then it's good. So in a Torah there's also a hechsher without mashke, so then that is saying that the boitzer legas is mukhsher, that's not kefemach. Fine. So we had over here, Reb Yosef wanted to bring a raya from Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Reb Zeir wanted to bring a raya from the Boitzer Legatz. And Abaye answered both of them, Net, and the Rabbon of the Kehersher. And then they said, this Hersher is Machsher like the Chomor Sheba Machshirim. It's Machsher like mine. Amale Reb Yosef. So Reb Yosef, Est Abaye as follows. Amina lochano, hukshiru b'shchite. Yes, it says, it's hukshiru b'shchite, that's a rishim b'sheini. Va'at amatli, you told him, no, osu keher shemai. You're right, it's like, midrabonam, they made it like keher shemai. Va'am aloch rabzeire est akashef maboitza legas, va'amratli, osu keher shemai. So what are you telling us? let's see Hashmalos Nachama Shapicha Medamba. She's telling us Midarabonon, even though it's a dry Hekshah, but Midarabonon, it's makes a Rishim Vishaini. That's what you're telling us. Like a dry Hekshah. But the Rabbonon said a dry Hekshah also makes Rishim Vishaini. So the Rav Shimon ben Lakish Nami Yesu Keher Shemai. So what's Rish Lakish Sofik? Rish Lakish Klad Sofik Ev Chibes HaKoydish will make a Rishin Vishayni. Sure, with the Rabbon will make a Rishin Vishayni. You tell me that Hersha Shchita makes Rishin Vishayni with the Rabbon. So what's his Sofik by Klad Sofik by Chibes HaKoydish will make a Rishin Vishayni? It sure will. Like Hersha Shchita makes Rishin Vishayni with the Rabbon. Like a baitza legas. Omalei, so he told him, Otto Rav Shimon ben Lakish, litleis kami boile. You think Rav Shimon Lakish's suffix was, if midarabonon, you're not allowed to eat what it touched? That's ichi not allowed to eat it. That is ichi no that midarabonon, it's metame. Ki kami boile lisrei. Rav Shlokish Shaila was, if Chibes HaKodesh will touch something else, will you burn it? That was the Shaila. That you need a Tumah Deraisa, you need, so that was the Sofik. Rav Shlokish Zichu, what I told you is 100% right. Midarabonon, there's Machshirim that without Yutan Mayim Alzera, Midarabonon, it makes a Rishin and Shaini. But the Sofik of Rish Lakish was by Chibes HaKodesh, his Sofik was that Zichem Yidah Rabbonon, it's Metame, and Zichem Yidah Rabbonon, you won't be allowed to eat it. He cleared the Shaila, but is it Metame Midaraisi Mechuyif to burn it? That was his Shaila. So Memele, so that's his Shaila. Zot Rashi. Om Alei Rav Yosef Labai, Amina Loch Ano Le'el, L'mivshet Boi de Rish Lakish. I wanted to be poishit the boy of Rish Lakish. Lois veil rabbeloza, neska kashen rabbeloza. A hukshur b'shchite, the etzah shchite is machshe, even though it's a dry hechshe. Pamartoli, so you told me that a hukshur mid rabbonon. Sad rabbon de kehechshe mid rabbonon tzicher metam. Vamaloch abzeire, my boy tzilega, moshanisale, you told them the same teretz nami mid rabbonon. So what's the topic? You just told us a yesod that the Rabbonon said that even though it's not mayim, it's machshem mid Rabbonon. So what's Rish Lakish's topic? So Rashi writes, litlois, kamei boile italinen lo italinen. You think he had a topic? If you're a toiler, that means leoichlem leisayfim. Pshita le Rish Lakish. The lenyan itzure ba'achile manine berishi v'sheni mi midrabon. That Rish Lakish zichanu that chibos ha'koydish is metame midrabon. Ki kami boile lisroi. That was the sofik of Rish Lakish imanine berishi v'sheni midaraisa lisroi truma koydish achas shenogava. That's the sofik. So that's a good sofik. You have no way to be poish at this sofik. Fine. Zuck the Gemara Abaye. Michlal. So now Abaye opened up our eyes and he told us as follows. Chibes HaKodesh Midarabonon Zicher Metame Rishin Vesheini. The Sofik of Rish Lakish was that would Chibes HaKodesh Min HaToyre, is it Paisel or Metame? Zuck the Gemara. Oh, I hear from you now. Toyre. Michlal. The Chibes HaKodesh Deraisa. So you tell me that the whole concept, the Chibes HaKodesh Mashvilei Lo'ichlz Mekabel Tumit, that's Minatoyre. And now he's clearing a Shaila, the Minatoyre is it possible or Tumit? Fine. Correct the Gemara Menolon, if it's Minatoyre, where's the Posik that says Chibes HaKodesh is Marsha? The Gemara Ilema, so now the Gemara is trying to find that there's such a concept that Chibes HaKodesh is Machshe. Ilayma midersit, vahabosar asheyiga b'chol tomei, lo yeyochel b'eishi sorif. There's a posik in the Torah. V'yabosar shlomin, the posik is talking about shlomin, we'll see later. The Basar is speaking about Basar Shlamim. And if it touched a Dava Tome, lo yei ochel ba'eish yisarif. Frek the Gemara, hai Basar di iskasher b'may. How did this Basar become mukhsher lekabotov? Ilai med iskasher b'dam, became mukhsher b'dam shchite, Omar Rabchia Barabam Rabbi Yechene, Midayim Minayim Ledam Kotshim, Sheine Machsher, Shenema Loisei Chalena, Ola Oret Tishpachanu Kamayim, Dama Nishpach Kamayim Machsher, Sheine Nishpach Kamayim, Eine Machsher. So Dam Kotshim is not Machsher. You have a posik that Bosa Kodesh is Mekabal Tum. Now this Bosa Kodesh had become Mukhsher. Now, what was Marsha this Bosa Kodesh? Dam Kodeshim is not Marsha. Not Tishpachenu Kamayim. So what was Marsha? Ela the Iskasha B'mashke Beis Mitbochaya. It was Hursha to the Mashke that we find in the Beis Mitbochaya, in the Mokim Ashchite, where they shecht the behemoth, the kobonis. Now, where they shechted the kobonis in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to wash down the meat. Oh, so now you have a problem how the meat became mukshir. They washed it down with water. Mukshir, givaldik. Zok the Gemara, va'oma Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine, mashke Beis Mitbochaya, Loidayon Shehein Dochen Elo Shein Machshir. Now let us just for 3 minutes explain this memra of Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine. Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine said, Mashke Beis Mitbachaya, the Mashke that you're going to find in the Beis Mitbachaya, the Mokim Shchitas HaKavonis, I'll tell you 2 chedushim. Number 1, they're not metame. And number 2, they're not machshe. Period. Now, let's get down to the explanation. We're talking about 2 mashkois. What mashkois did we find in the Beis Mitbochaya? Mayim and Dam. So, Mayim and Dam. So we said Dam Kochim is in Machshir, so that we know Pshad, right? Dam Kochim is in Machshir. Dam Matam Acherim, Zechnish Gefeller, there's a whole Sugi and Psochim, Mashke Anat Matame Acherim in Atayim. So let's just talk about Dam for 1 minute. This, we're going now that Mashkois, all mashkois, I'm a kabel tuma min ha-toyre, I'm not metam ha-cheire min ha-toyre. There's such a mahalach in Pesachim. Now, if all mashkois are not metam ha-cheire min ha-toyre, but mid ha-rabonon, the metam ha-cheire. Mid ha-rabonon, mid ha-rabonon, fine. So, Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine said, Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine said, so mid ha-rabonon, mashke ha-metam ha-cheire. So he said, the mashkin, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMitbachayim, there the Rabbanim said, they're not making any chumras over here. We're going to get such hot water. You have water there, and you have dam there, and it's going to be metame. We have enough problems without that. So the Rabbanim said, the mashkin, Beis HaMitbachayim, is dochen, is toyer, it's not metame. Finished. So you go into the Beis HaMitbachayim, you have water there, Tommy Dicker water, Tommy Dicker. No problem whatsoever, because Mashka and not Matama Acherim in Hatoy, we have a posik. I mean, the Rabbonon, they said, here it's not Matama. Fine. So, Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine further. I'll tell you another Chiddush, another cooler they made. Like, they said, Loi Dayon Shein Dochin, not only did they say it's Toyer and it's not Matama, it's not Makshir either. The water is in Marsha, the dam is in Marsha. Meredik! So now, when you come into the Beis HaMitbachayim, you have all pressures off your head. You don't have to worry about Tum, it's not Marsha, it's not us. Now, Tan Shoyel HaBen, listen, here we're going a little too far. Bishleim is the dam is in Machshe. Good. Dam Kotschim is not Machshe. Dam, dam she nishpach kamayim is Machshe. Dam Kotschim is not Machshe. Fine. We're talking about water. Now water is Machshe, please. Chiyuta mayim al zera. So water is Machshe. Rabbi Yosef Chanin said, no, 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 this water isn't Machshe. Now how did he do this? This is already a big one. So we'll see, as the sugya progresses, we have had in Tosfos, there's two psukim that mayim is machshe. One mayim b'chuborim, one mayim tushim. That mayim b'chuborim means that a kaponim got wet from mayim b'chuborim, in a river, an ocean, and then you took it out. It's machshe when you take it out. But that's choshe v'mayim. There's mayim tushim. Places brought anam and yom, the whole mayim tushim is also machshe aposik. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina holds that mayim tlushim is not machshe at all. Not machshe min atoyr. Fine. So memele so now we can breathe easy. We can say that's all the mashkin. So the water they had in the base of Mitbachayim, but they hose down the bosa, the dam. No problem. Loi dayon shein dochen. Not only it's not metame, it's not even machshe. So, Gewaldik, they made a real cool in the base of Mitbachayim. It's not Metame and it's not Machshe. So, fine. So now the Gemara says, okay, so we have here our memories already. So now let's get back to the Posik. The Posik says, Abosa sheyiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochu beishi sorei. Now, how did this Bosa become Mukhshe l'kabu tomei? How did this happen? They were talking about Bosa Kotchim. How did this happen? The dam is in Marsha. The mayim is in Marsha. So how's it Mekabu Tuma? Oh! Is a raya that Chibes HaKodesh is Marsha. That's the raya. We're looking for a posik to tell us that Chibes HaKodesh is Marsha. This is the posik. That's the process of elimination. The posik says that Bosa Kodesh is Mekabu Tuma. That's what it says in the posik. The normal mashkois that are machshe are not shaykh by a kol. The dam is not machshe. The mayim is not machshe. So what is pshat? So kol chol pshat is that chibes hakodesh is machshe. That's what the Gemara said. Gemara wants to say, it's mitzvah bosa shigabachol tomei, hai bosa diskashe b'mai, how did it become mokshe? Ilayme diskashe b'dam. From the mayim and dam that find themselves in the base of Mitbachayim. Elo she'ein machshirin. Not only is it not metam, it's not machshir. So you see clearly that it's not the mayim and the dam and the base of mitbachayim is not machshir. So zeis kishpat achibes hakodesh is machshir. V'chiteima tilgema adam. No. Maybe you're learning wrong pshat Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. Now what Rabbi Yosi Bechanina said that the mashke beis mitbachai is not machshe, he meant the dam is in machshe. The dam that you find in the beis mitbachai is not machshe because that dam is not machshe min atayre, that machshe min darbanoso. But could be the mayim is machshe. That means could be Rabbi Yosi Bechanina holds mayim tlushim is also machshe. So memelis you lost your raya. Could be that mayim tlushim is machshe. And that what he says, mashke beis mitbachayo is not machshe, means the dam. The dam is not machshe. V'chiteim otilgema adam, v'hamashke koma. Listen what he said. He said, aloshim rabbe. Mashke bei mitbachayo loy machshe. Two mashkois. Now what are the two mashkois? The beis mitbachayim. Mayim and dam. And he said they're not machshe. So how did the bosa become mukshe? Ela lav diskashe b'chibes hakodesh. So now the Gemara wants to say, that's the raya. We're looking for a posik was niskashim b'chibes ha-koitz. Let us see Rashi and Taisu. Zot Rashi, Rabosa she'iga b'kotchim k'si, b'mashki bei mitbachayim, b'mayim sh'rochso m'abosa b'beis ha-mitbachayim b'azoret. That was that word. So Rabosa said, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said, lo'idayin she'ein dochen, שאין מתאמן, כדמרינם בפסוחים, כבידוש של רבי יוסי בן יעזר, ריתאים מתרגם אלוהות, רבי יוסי ברבי חנין, אדום הרי מכשירן אדם, משום דמור די נשפח כמיים, זה מורסס, או משקי כסית. Yeah, now let us see Tosfos. אלו שאין מכשירן, לא ידעיון, that it's not it's dochin, it's not metam, it's not marshida. Avi motzi lemeimah, so Taisvi says, afilu, with the way we're up to now, avi motzi lemeimah diskashe b'mayim uchuborim. There was an amo in the Azore, and which was mayim uchuborim, there was a canal going through the Azore, it was mayim uchuborim, so you're asking, how did the bosa become muksha? Mayim uchuborim, could be marshida. Yeah. The time of the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Chanina, the Mashki, the Beimit, the Bechai, the Machshirin, Bishim David Lushin. That's his whole shtick teira. Kstav the Tlushin, the Machshim, the Reise. The Dorish, the Mashki, the Shosa, the whole Kli, Yitma, the Command, the Omepek, the Besorim, Yitma, Mamish. The Leke, the Lachat, the Hershir, the Mistab, the Lukmi, the Mechaborim, the Tvayim, the Tlushin, the Zor, the Lukmi, the Reise. So Taisvi says, the Gemor could have shlugged up the Raya, the asking, how did it become Muksha? There was Mayim Mechuborim in Bazore. They got Muksha for Mayim Mechuborim, but they don't want to go into it. V'chitaymo tirgimo adam. So the Gemara said, no, maybe Rabbi Yossi Berlin is only speaking about dam. But Mashke bin Dachai means the dam is in Mashke. But the Mayim is Mashke. So maybe you have no raya that of Chibus HaKadosh. So Tosfos Iker the Yuke, how do you know he's speaking about two? Lav midiktoni mashke biyud, the menolam dumaksive mashke behei. It's a very interesting Tosfos, and there's a reshash on this Tosfos. The Gemara said that maybe Rabbi Yossi Berlin is speaking about dam. He's not speaking about all mashkois, dam. I said, no, he's speaking about two. Mashkei. So Taisu says, who says Mashkei is with a yud? Maybe Mashkei is with a hey. It's going on dam. It's going on two Mashkei. Mashkei is a Loshen Rabbe. Mashkei with a hey is a Loshen Yochim. So the Loshen of Taisu is very misleading. The Menolon Dil Meksive Mashkei Behei. Maybe it says Mashkei with a hey. Rektarishash. So let's look what it says. Who says it says with a yud? Maybe it says with a hey. So let's look. If he said it's a lo shechav, so it says with a yud. What's pshat in Taisus kach? So he said no. Taisus understood that bizman chazal, the baraisis also weren't written. They didn't have written baraisis. They heard balpeh. They said over from Rabbi Yossi b'chanine, mashkei bei mitbachaye is doch mashkei. No, mashkei. So Taisus says, so that's a raya, he's talking about two mashkois. But Taisus, the loshen, not Taisus is better, duma koma. That is, so Taisus says, mashkei means two? Maybe mashkei, the Messiah we hear about that, the Rabbi Yossi Berlin said, mashkei beimit v'chai is not mashkei, it's with a hey. That was said over, mashkei beimit v'chai. So who says it's a loshen rabbi? That's what Taisus says. Ella adochen somech, the word dochen, the mashme loshen rab. So here the Rishash Mamish is he has a big problem. So places that the loshen rab is dochen. The Gemara in Pesachim, Rabbi Yossi Berlin said two things. Number one, he said, ayil kamtzo dochen. Nile comes as a type of a locust, that's why it's a type of a grasshopper, that's toher. Ayil comes, and they're talking about a mean. This mean is toher. So that's a loshen yochid. So Here, Dachim is the Loshon Hara. That's number one. He doesn't understand Tosfos. Then he says, if Tosfos wanted to prove that it's a Loshon Rabbim, so it says, Loidayon she'ein machshirin. Machshirin is a Loshon Rabbim. Why did you go with Dachim? It says, ein machshirin. So machshirin is a Loshon Rabbim. The Gabi Machat, she names it's Babos of Sefer Kamad Absochim, Nami Leboy Lishnuye Tirgim Adam, Mishum Hach Pirche, also the same thing. Losim Leil Bahu Pirke Mishani Tirgim Adam. Before, the Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Yisbring is only speaking about Tam, before is Shmashkin the Alme, so it means, doesn't mean Bafke, to Mashkin, it means Mashkin the Alme, Mepekoyme, Bekdushin Doma, my Beugris, Beugris the Alme.